Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Earlier this week, Jacinda Ardern announced a temporary slash to the regional fuel taxes and public transport costs across the country. These cuts are intended to ease the cost of living for New Zealanders and will last for a period of 3 months. For this week's fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson, as part of our regular City Counselling segment, we discuss the announcement, what it will do, and whether it will play into permanent policy. We also discuss the Auckland City Council budget consultation and why it's so important that young people submit to it before it closes. I started off by asking Shane how he feels about the announcement and how it will affect Aucklanders.
I think it's a wonderful announcement. I'm particularly excited about, actually, to be honest, cutting the public transport fares. I think that's going to get people back on the buses and it's going to be really wonderful because the petrol prices have gone over $3 a litre and rising sharply due to the war in the Ukraine. The petrol has gone up 15% since the start of the year. They had to do something, and I think it's a really good move to step in and say, look, the cost of living related to transport is really hitting people, and we need to look at a reduction for the next 3 months. So they're cutting 25 cents a litre, as you said, but also cutting public transport fares in half. I think that's something that we should be looking at doing maybe on a more permanent basis because, look, transport's a public good. It's a huge part of the household budget as well, and there's obviously climate change implications for that. The more people we can get using clean, green public transport, that's going to be better for our air quality and for our way of life. And so I think it's a wonderful move. It's going to affect Aucklanders in a really positive way, and that's really cool to say.
How do you feel that these cuts could be transformed into a part of a permanent framework in terms of reducing the higher cost of living for Aucklanders? Do you think more could be done with them?
Yeah, I think part of a permanent approach is looking at things from a climate-first lens. And I think just any sort of public policy we do from now on for the rest of our lives should be, how is this going to impact climate change? How is this going to help people live better in a world that's sort of a lot scarier than it was maybe in the previous generations? In terms of how it's going to work, actually the public transport operating model that council run with the government already has a framework where public transport was already subsidised by the government, and we're really sort of thankful for that. This is essentially just increasing the subsidy, and so very easy for the government to sort of, now that they've pulled the lever, keep the lever down and just keep this level of subsidy going to help out for the from a public good perspective, which has national implications as well. So yeah, it's actually pretty easy to implement policy-wise, and as I've said, from a climate-first lens, I think this is one of the first things we should be doing and keeping.
The fuel tax is one of the ways that Auckland funds large public transport infrastructure projects. Do you think that these cuts and changes are sustainable financially long-term?
Yeah, we're going to have to look at that in the future. But I would say that, you know, there's been calls to cut the fuel tax and all those kind of things, as in the Auckland Regional Fuel Tax. That funds, as you said, very important things in terms of the Eastern Busway, for example, is funded through the fuel tax. It's not something that we could look to fund easily if that Auckland Regional Fuel Tax was removed tomorrow. So I think we need to maybe look at our budgets in a more holistic way and say, look, if we're cutting revenue, what's that? How's that going to affect people? How's that going to affect actually the capital projects that Auckland needs to keep moving? The Auckland Regional Fuel Tax, for example, funds the Eastern Busway, and there's been calls to remove that regional fuel tax. Well, we've got to look at that in terms of our budgets and say, what's that actually funding? If we're cutting revenue, then we're also cutting capital projects that are desperate to make public transport actually work in a city. There's no use subsidising public transport to a huge level when it's not adequate for a lot of Aucklanders. So I'd just be cautious around looking at the in the short term fuel taxes. But I think that we do need to maybe look at something more sustainable long term in terms of funding.
So you mentioned there the issue of the public transport infrastructure in New Zealand, particularly in Auckland, not really meeting the standard that people need from it. What do you think needs to happen to get more people to use public transport, or do you think that that reducing the cost is one of those necessary steps and one of the first steps to do that?
Reducing the cost is absolutely a necessary step. So there was an international study done recently which said that within the first 15 kilometres of the city centre, a public transport's not too bad in terms of cost. But once you get out of that ring, we're the fifth most expensive city in the world. Now, I live in Seattle South, which is perfectly close to the city, and where sort of hundreds of thousands of Aucklanders live in the sort of radius that I live in. And we're paying huge public transport fares, and that's not sustainable if we're really serious about getting people back on the buses. But the other issue that we've got to sort out is the infrastructure side. So looking at, for example, the interim busway on the northwest, that's one of the huge things we need, the Eastern Busway, just increasing those access requirements across all of the suburban Auckland area. That's really, really important because, as I've sort of said before, you actually need to have the bus coming to you, otherwise there's no use subsidising the public transport. So, yeah, there's a few different things that we've got to work on, but those are two of the majors.
The annual budget consultation is still ongoing. Could you just speak briefly on what it is and why it is so important that Aucklanders contribute to this discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. So Auckland Council every year put out our budget to the residents of Auckland to say, look, this is what we're planning to spend our money on. This is the changes that we wanted to make in terms of running the city. So it's something that every resident actually has a huge stake in, I think. But I want to be really clear that the consultation's open now. We've got about 3,000 Aucklanders submitting feedback at the moment, but not many people have submitted that are under 24 years old. Now, if you do the maths, it's the younger people that will have the bigger impact than anybody else in terms of running the city and how we're going to set things up in the future. One of the things we're consulting on is a climate action targeted rate. Well, for young people, they're going to be facing the serious impacts of climate change and have the biggest stake in terms of fixing the problem. So we're desperate to get submissions from younger people. So just a little bit of a plug, akhaveyoursay.nz, if you jump on there, submit on the budget and tell us what you need us to do. I think that's really, really important.
That was our fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson. Remember, you can submit to the Auckland City Budget Annual Consultation at akhaveyoursay.nz.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.